Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you beautiful people that I love so much. Woo, here we are again. Take me to church. I don't know where that came from, honestly. Okay, so I'm coming to you from my beautiful home in Woodland Hills today. I have a heads up. Is this still the case? That help me, everybody, look for... I'm being told that there's a good chance that a new IDF pattern belief will emerge in today's show. So I'm totally excited about that. I want to remind you the Focus, Fun, and Fruition program is up for your perusal and your purchase. We start together on the 31st of this month. It is a six-week program, guys, of guided exercises, visualizations, claims. A lot of it's on video. You get something every morning from me, Monday through Friday, and something every evening from me. Quick, doable, fun, very, very different than the Gratitude of Self-Love program. So I'm hoping that you will join us at when we created this program, it took a long time to create it because of all of the work that went into it. It's worth every cent, and it's discounted $100, so it's only $200, and you can make payments on PayPal. Okay. Also, our next webinar is August 16th. And I've gotten so many emails from all of you that it's going to be on all the channeled information about artificial intelligence. So I have a small portion of that. It's incredibly fascinating what the channel is giving me. I think you're going to want to know this. You know, AI has been going on for a long time, and we're pretty much, as the general public, just really recognizing it and dealing with it. And as you know, as an actor, it's really up. That's part of the big thing that we're striking for, which does not influence at all what the channel will be bringing through. So that's August 16th. We've got a lot of really powerful programs going on right now. There's something up in the community and in the world right now around health and wellness. A lot of people are dealing with health issues. The highest guidance, well, there's two things that the channel wants to give you is don't get all up in the fear of the world that is going on. We are literally getting overwhelmed, guys, with all the politics. Like, I have a good friend who participates in several different political sites. Now, on the one hand, she is doing her, quote, due diligence in being involved. On the other hand, she's focusing an awfully lot on what she doesn't want. It's causing a lot of our health problems right now. The weather, right? I mean, dear God, if you watch the news, you'd think it was the next blockbuster horror film that they're bringing out. I mean, sure, we all know that climate change is happening. We all know that we've needed to address it for at least 10 years. And to get all up in the drama of it all is affecting our health. To get all up in this, you know, the Republicans versus the Democrats and Trump versus Biden and what's going to happen and, you know, it's affecting our health. Step away, write out what you want, focus on that. The two greatest claims that we can make right now, according to the channel this morning, is all injustice is brought to justice now. Wait, I can remember. Oh, and I am the United States of America who loves herself, if you live in this country, or if you don't, because the impact of this country on all of the world affects all of us. Okay, there's a lot of fear also going on with doctors. And when I asked what the core belief was behind that, it said, even though I love you, I'm threatened by you, and I'm glad to get rid of you. Now, what that's about, the channel said, is the fear of finding that something is wrong with ourselves. Okay, so I'm going to share with all of you. You know, I had a little health scare a month ago now. I'm all back. Everything's good. But they found I had a couple of small blood clots in my lungs. Now, no matter how many holistic doctors I went to, they weren't going to find that through homeopathy. I had to have a medical doctor with machines and medical advancements in order to discover that, which now has given me back all my energy so I can be here with you while I was doing my own self-creation work and supplementing with holistic choices that enabled me to breathe easier. And that, according to the channel, is the highest and best healthcare system, is the combination of self-creation, holistic, and medical. If everything's energy, guys, and everything is created out of our direction, and we know it is, we've created the doctors and the medical advancements. So we don't have to live with polio. We don't have to live with TB. We don't have to live with the plague. Okay? So I submit that for your perusal and to see where and if you would like to bring yourself into alignment with any of that. All righty, can we go to the calls? Yes, we can. Please have your question ready. I'm going to try and fly today. Gonna fly. All righty, we're going to Kathy in Kentucky. You're on.
Hello, Dee. Good morning.
Good morning, baby cakes. What's up?
Well, you gave me my mother and father IDF patterns a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just wanted to let you know that there have been some tremendous things happening since then.
Great.
I'm working with an integrative physician doing a lot of the holistic type things. And it's a whole year program, and there's several people doing this. And the people that I have met have been people who are on the path of awakening. There's so much in common that we can talk about with the I Am presence and all that sort of thing. And there's other things in common also. And it's been such a joy to meet these people and be able to discuss things freely and, you know, get feedback from it. So it's been absolutely amazing.
Good.
And I did an interview for the position that I wanted a little over a week ago, and I haven't heard anything back. So I was wondering if the channel has any information for me as to what I might need to be doing.
Yeah,
so,
Kathy, when you said the word joy, it energetically threw me against the wall, which is always when I know it's big. Okay, you're not creating this position with joy. Go to the joy that you are feeling in this community. Go to anything that makes you feel joy and love. Create the job with that. So, with that information, what have you been creating the job with?
Well, I thought I was creating it with joy. I was seeing myself in the classroom working with the students and just really being inspired and excited.
Yeah, but there's a but in there. What's the but? I see myself doing that, and it makes me happy, but okay. What they're saying is you don't believe it's possible. There's something in there where you're going, yeah, but... You know, yeah,
okay.
But it's logical that it's going to lean the other way. You don't want to give a flip about logic, guys. Logic will challenge everything we want to create. Get out of your minds, get into your hearts. If you want something, love it more. Okay? I get, Kathy, that the job is still open.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it open because they're going through paperwork or that they haven't decided?
When I say that's the right question, I get a no. And see, right there you went back into your mental mind. Hold on. Stephen, while I'm finishing with Kathy, the thing just came on and said I'm not connected. Obviously, I am because I'm talking to her, but I need you to check that, please. Okay. So, do you understand that where you went just then with that question was from your mind trying to figure it out?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. See, that's how we kid ourselves while we think we're doing, and we all do it, Kath. We all do it. So just bring yourself back. The only place you want to live is joy and love and being with those kids. And if it's not this job, trust the universe that it will be something better.
And that's what I've been putting out there, this or something better, this income or more, those kinds of things. So,
okay. Okay. But when I say you're feeling joy and love around the money, it goes right to no. Because you don't have it yet. And that's where our minds come in. You got it?
So is that an IDF I'm dealing with?
No. But thank you for asking the question and reminding me. Yeah, no, I get a no. Actually, it lies under one of the other IDFs that we already have. Hold on, I've got the page in front of you. Scared to death to be an embodiment because I'll screw it up.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. The positive redirection is I trust my creation through divine love.
Okay.
All right. I'm thrilled that you're I'm telling you guys, since I've been doing mine, the book that I've been talking about and thinking about writing for over a year, I just started. I feel so much excitement about living and creating coming into me again since I've been doing the masculine feminine positive statement. So keep it up, babe, okay?
Thank you so much.
You bet, baby cakes. Whoops.
Take care.
All right. Susan, what's up?
Yes, did you get my email first? I sent you an email.
I did, Susan. I haven't had a chance to answer it yet.
Okay, but you read it.
I did, sweetheart. Not that I can remember it right now, but I do remember reading it, yes.
Okay, so here's the thing. I've been attending the AA meeting.
Oh, yes, it was about the AA. All right, let me address it, Susan. Because what she's saying is that she went to some AA meetings because, good for you, you are consciously have made the decision not to drink anymore. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Okay.
Yes.
And she just felt like in the AA meetings, they focused on everything that they don't want. They kept telling their stories. And Susan, I wish Reva would come on. We've talked about this several times. Reva has been in AA for a long time. And, you know, I'm kind of in agreement with you that they keep saying I am an alcoholic. And it's true that once you have the propensity for being an addict of any kind, it's in your energetic pattern. And we know that we do not want to continue to define ourselves that way. So Reva said, yeah, Dee, I'm aware of all that. And I'm paraphrasing here, and I hope she's not pissed off at me for doing this. And I'm aware of all that, but I go to get what I can get from those meetings. I go to remind me of how far I've come and the freedom that I've created for myself. If you cannot do that, Susan, and you get plugged in, then you need to find another support system that will keep you balanced and focused on what you want, which is the creation of you as a sober, joyful, there's another word, hold on, sober, joyful, and powerful creator. Sober, joyful, powerful. Because it's the lack of power, the belief in the lack of power that creates an addict. Because then they have to depend on something else. Okay? That's your answer.
Yes,
it's a good one.
I looked online. I thought, okay, this is how it made me feel, so I didn't like that. So I looked online and says, okay, there's got to be a better solution because this obviously wasn't working for me.
Better for me.
You.
Exactly. It works for a lot of people.
Only for me. Right, for me, exactly.
And what did you find?
Well, I found they have this AAA, which is agnostics or atheists. I'm not atheist or agnostic, but at least agnostics, AAA for agnostics that, you know, have a different view of God rather than the Christian form, because I don't want to go back to Christianity. You know, that I'm done with
okay.
that.
Okay. All right. Well, go try so, it and see, and you'll know.
That's what I was thinking. So I just wanted to find out, you know, because I felt like this just is not cutting it.
Well, no.
At all.
But also, Susan, remember, what you're describing is you were big time into reaction. So
yeah.
The goal here is to find out what the reaction is. Why are you in reaction? Hold on, they're taking me to a core belief.
Good.
37. Yeah, okay, well, I betray me, God betrays me. So you're going, screw this. You know, you said they end up with what, the Lord's Prayer? Is that what
the
you
Lord's
said?
Prayer, and as
yeah,
soon as they
well,
said the meeting's over, I'm like, yay, and I just left.
Okay,
like,
I got it.
Done.
I got it, Susan. But let's stay on
yeah.
track.
Okay.
Why you're
sorry.
In reaction is you said, screw this, God always betrays me. And that's where the gold is, because you are God.
I am God. And
through
I do
your
not...
drinking, you have betrayed yourself.
Right. I betray myself through drinking, exactly. And that's where I don't want to go, obviously.
Well, I don't care where
I
you
want
don't want
to always
go.
Be there for myself.
Okay.
I desire to be there for me at all times, period.
Okay.
The past is the past.
All
Let
right.
Let it go.
That's where the gold is. All right, darling. Thank you. That was very valuable for everybody. And
thank
that,
you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. And that really, guys, it's kind of the summation of everything, you know? If you're in reaction, where do you need to bring the God of you into focus and power? Kim in Phoenix. Hi, baby.
Hello, supreme sexiness.
Yes, I am. What's up?
That's right. Awesome show, by the way, but we already know that.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. I had that interview with that company. The interview went well. Now I'm just waiting to hear back.
Don't wait, create.
Next step.
Don't wait,
oh, okay.
create.
All
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but you are.
Thank
You're
you.
Waiting. Yeah.
Ah, okay. Thank you for that. Here is my, after that interview, I had a, it just popped into my brain. You know, in interviews, you tell your story in parentheses. So, how do you not tell your story?
Well, there's a difference between telling your story and telling the facts. The facts
okay.
are I taught high school for a year, and the facts are I went to New York to find my fame and fortune. I found it.
Mm-hmm.
The facts are I moved to L.A. The facts are at one point I dropped to my knees and my channel opened. That's different than telling all the drama of your story.
Ah, okay. All right. Thank you.
So the drama of my story was, oh, we were so poor and I didn't really want to be a teacher, but I had to come, I had to do something. I had to figure out a way to make a living. So do you see the difference in the facts are I taught high school for a year?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Got it?
Thank you. I
yep.
do, and I'm creating more opportunities coming.
That are successfully completed. You see, Kim,
better,
you,
thank you.
You get a lot of opportunities. You want them completed successfully and continually.
Thank you for that. Thank
yes,
you.
You're welcome. You are
Woo-hoo.
Welcome. Woohoo. Thank you for calling in, babe. I'm going to go way down here for a minute. Wait, what is this? What are we talking about, Lee? You're on.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Dee. It's Lee. Yes, I wanted to say something about Focus, Fun, and Fruition today.
Oh,
so
goody.
You asked me to call in to do that.
Yeah, you were so mentioning that. Yeah, go ahead.
So, so Sergeant Friday, just the facts, we can add the focus, fun, and fruition. Such a lovely alliteration, you know. The program is so instrumental in, it helped me to really decalcify my heart, sowing seeds of new dreams
and
fresh creations, and a worldview that sees myself and the world as creative partners in learning, growing, and generating hopeful opportunities.
Well, you sure have, woman. You're just a massive little creator right now, Lee, and have been for the last year and a half, right? Or 2 years even.
Well, it's growing exponentially.
Yep.
Because it's like what I notice is we need, all of us have a different learning curve, and all of us have a different timeline, if you will, where, you know, sometimes it takes some of us just a little bit longer. There was a funny joke about an agnostic dyslexic who doesn't believe in dog.
Oh, that's the best laugh I have had in a month. Oh, that's awesome. That is absolutely awesome. My God. That's priceless. Yes, indeed. Indeed, Lee. And the more you are able to focus your love as a creative power, the more you create. And they're saying they want to know, something's happened since Creation Station for you. Do you know what they're referring to? Has it happened?
Oh, well,
it's kind of in the process of happening.
It's in the process of happening. I've been, I don't know if you recall, but one of the calls I had called in, and you said, well, come on, Lee, what is it you really want? And I said, I really want to create new systems and structures of education for children and their families.
Yeah, that's in process, Lee. Something shifted during Creation Station. Hold on. Let me see if I can get you some more specific. We're going to a core belief. This page here. 738. Well, God, this is the theme of, I swear to God, God betrays me, I betray me. Something you cleared up, redirected during Creation Station, around some kind of unconscious betrayal that you were still. It's about your power, Lee. It's about your power. Something shifted in Creation Station that allowed you to really accept your power. Now, this is okay. So, you know, Sunday I was ill, and the channel brought me through. I even channeled all those things for everybody at the end of the day, Sunday. Watching that shifted something in you. Is any of this making any sense?
It is, because it was this. Well, and that was another thing that I wrote down about focus, fun, and fruition. Because I've had a really misguided idea of what discipline means.
Yes, that's it.
And that was an example of discipline while still loving yourself.
Yeah. Well, and how love turns discipline into joyful creation. That's what it is right there. Write that down.
Okay.
Everybody, love turned discipline into joyful creation. That's what pretty much the whole program is about. And a lot of that took place during Creation Station.
Yeah.
And I would just, whenever we took a break, I would go in my room, I'd lay down, and I would talk to the channel, and I would ask, is there anything I need to get into alignment? Is there? And they said, no, be joyfully in your power. We will take you through.
Awesome. Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you for calling in with a testimonial, and that's the channel's thank you to you that you got some great new information. All right, sweetheart. Thank you. Oh, you got to love
There is
it.
A dog.
There is. Oh, my God. I'm going to so steal that from you, Lee. Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.
I love you, too. Oh, my God. Phyllis, you're on.
Oh, hey, Dee. I too, had a quick testimonial.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, pretty. Another one.
Yeah, it's about horses, and we talked about how they are balanced, masculine, feminine energy. Anyway,
yeah.
Yesterday they were training this horse, Armando, and Armando means protector. I'll just give you a quick backstory. He was found abandoned when he was like one, but he was protecting this other little horse who had been starved and couldn't even move, so they named him Armando. Anyway, they were training him to pull a cart, and it was pretty, horses, you have to go slow, and anyway. So after they were done, they took him back to his paddock where everybody's eating, his morning feed. I thought, oh, he's going to go running to that food. And I took the video. I watched him. He goes in, and then Rochelle, the trainer, takes his harness off, and he just stands there with her, like checking in. What do you need? And then she leaves, so he goes, okay. But then he does self-care. He goes and gets water. And then he goes, okay, what's he going to do now? Then he goes over a few feet and checks on these little fillies that are next to him. Of course, they ignore him, but because they're eating. And then he goes, okay, now he's going to go to the food. No, he goes to the middle of the paddock and rolls around in the dirt. Okay, and then he gets into self-care. So then he gets up, and then he goes and doesn't go to the food, but he goes checks on the little runt of the herd, Dasher. He goes checks on him. Okay, and then he eats. I just thought it was so interesting to see.
Yeah.
There's like, okay, I'm going to make sure Rochelle's okay. She leaves. Okay, I'm going to get water, take care of myself. Okay, I'll check on the fillies. Are they okay? Okay, I'm going to go do self-care, roll in the dirt. Now I'm going to go check on the little runt, because he's totally taken this little runt under his wing, so to speak, and lets him eat with him and do everything with him. Anyway,
Well,
yeah.
And that's a really good message from nature. Put your own mask on first. Take care of yourself. Love yourself.
Yeah.
Roll around in the dirt. Get some water. Nourish yourself. And then do what makes your heart feel good and protect all the other little guys. I love it.
I want to tell you real quick, too, how he self-created, because he's actually got put on staff. So it's not like he's like, oh, no, I'm scared of everything. He's just in his power. I just like him. Now he's on the staff, so he'll be there forever.
Yeah.
But he's just so grounded and so calm and like, what's going on here? He's just himself. I always love that message.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Phyllis, in Maui, be yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. Great. Great analogy, honey. Thanks for doing that.
All right. Thanks, Dee.
Oh, animals. Yeah. Boy, animals are such amazing teachers. Amazing teachers. Beth in Vermont, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe. Yes.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm just wondering what my parental core beliefs are.
Oh, all righty. So... Oh, remind me after I give you yours that I've got another piece of information that I forgot to put out. Okay, your mother's IDF that have been passed down. This page. Okay. Oh, this is the information we've been looking for. Okay. What makes up the IDF is the masculine and the feminine put together. That's your personal IDF. So it's not a new IDF umbrella pattern. That's clarity about how the mother's belief and the father's belief together create each individual's IDF belief. All right, so your mom's, this 22, 23, 24. When I am connected to the I am not safe. So basically, that's when I'm my own creator, when I'm connected to my I am presence, which is how we create, she believed she wasn't safe. So the positive of that would be I am, that's the, those are the highest words, most correct. I am safe to be the creator that I am, and I am is in capitals.
Okay.
Okay, your father's here, 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 here. I'm scared to death to be here. And here means in my creative power. So you see, when you put both of those together, there's a lot of fear about you being the creator of you in your power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
So I'm excited and I embrace being in my power.
Okay.
Now put those together for me.
I'm writing it down. Hold on.
Okay.
Put them together.
Put them together as one statement for me.
I am safe to be the creator that I am and excited, and I embrace being in my power.
Yep. All right. Are we adding, subtracting, changing anything? That's it. Now, remember, guys, these are not affirmations. These are directions that you are directing your energy to take on. Okay? The more you do it with excitement and love, as many times a day for a week as you can. And I just keep doing it because it makes me feel good. I swear I feel the shift in my own vibration from doing this. Okay?
That's
I'm
beautiful.
So excited. I'm so excited. Okay? And I love, as many times as you can think of, don't make it work, make it play. Okay?
Right. Thank
roll
you
around,
so much.
Roll around in the dirt with it, Beth.
Thank
you, sweetheart. You bet. Anya, what's up, baby cakes?
Hello, gorgeous. How are you doing?
I'm just pretty awesome. Shocker, huh?
Okay, and I'm going to preface my questions by saying I know you're not a doctor, but you might play one on TV sometime. I have had what would be described as tinnitus in both my ears for probably 20 years. My ears are never not ringing. And so I have a couple of questions about that. So what, and I know that when spirit communicates, it can come across as a ringing in the ears.
No,
so what
bullshit.
I want to know is
bullshit. Bullshit.
No, that's not true.
Anya.
Okay, cool. All right.
Oh my God. Guys, spirit, the energy, God, the creative force is love. Love does not have to talk to you through negativity or pain of any kind. That is old-time religion. That's what they're playing in my head right now. Give me that old-time
okay.
religion. All right. I know my Baptist preacher came out there for a minute on you.
Cool.
Okay.
I just have talked to people that hear tones when they feel that their guides are talking to them. So,
Okay, well, we are the direction of our own energy, correct? How about
correct.
Direct your communication with the higher knowledge, whatever you want to call it, to be clear? Hold on. If your ears are not ringing, they're what? Anya?
Quiet. Just quiet.
Yes.
just hearing.
Just
quiet.
Is clear and quiet.
Okay.
Okay. Now, they also want you to email me about the body book. We don't have time to do it today. Email me about tinnitus, but we're not going to tinnitus in the body book. We're going somewhere else.
Okay.
But what they gave you and what has come out so far is really what it's about.
Okay.
Okay. That's like believing that we have to die or suffer to get into the kingdom of heaven. Do you know how many people still believe that? Well, this is an offshoot of
right.
that.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Highest, most correct, most complete. I'm getting a big yes, babe.
Okay.
All
right.
See, and again, guys, we are not waiting to hear from the guides, the angels, God, the creative force. We are using our free will to choose what we want, commit to it, create it, and then listen for the partnership with the one energy. That's much different than how a lot of people understand it. Okay, any questions, Anya?
Okay. At this point, I have almost no hearing. I've been, like, the hearing in my right ear has been diminishing. Is this just an organic thing? Go get your ear irrigated, and or will the energy medicine that I know that I have in my toolbox be enough to clear that out, or is this something that just I need to go see somebody and get it taken care of?
I get that you need to see somebody, Anya. I was testing it as
all
you were speaking. Irrigation's going to help, but like I was working with a friend of mine, literally has lost almost all the hearing in one of his ears, and
wow.
I got that the doctor, he wasn't on the right stuff. He wasn't on, and yes, he needed antibiotics. I sent him to my eye, ear, nose, and throat professional. He said, okay, you need to be on this, and your ear is totally filled up with fluid. Somebody is going to have to go in and puncture or cut your eardrum and drain all this. That's the only way you're going to get rid of it. Now, that may or may not be true. That's the only way. From the medical profession, that's what his belief is. And I can tell you that this guy has saved my life 2 or 3 times.
Okay.
So, you know, you feel into your heart, but what I'm hearing on you and what everybody's hearing is, I've done everything that I know how to do right now, and I need this rectified.
Okay. Because it came on fairly quickly, and every once in a while it'll pop, like when you're in an airplane, and all of a sudden, you know, everything stabilizes or whatever, and it'll pop. But then just and I can hear clearly for a moment, and then I just realize it gradually, yeah, it's gone again in that ear. So,
okay,
I will make the appointment.
So what you want is to have that consistently. I hear,
yes.
I hear clearly, consistently.
Okay.
But guys, listen, if you don't hear yourself, your higher self, you are not hearing your highest direction. So for those of you that are waiting to hear from anything or anybody else, I want you to look into your heart and your soul and ask yourself, what is it I need to hear? What is it I want to hear clearly? Okay? All right, baby.
Okay.
All right.
Got it.
Thank you.
Got it. Thank you, my dear.
Got you, darling. Thank you. Wow, what a show. What a show. Jackie in Philadelphia, you're on.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can.
Yes?
Yes, honey, I can. What's your question?
I'm a newbie. Heidi, I wanted to ask my mother and father IDF pattern, and I want to ask about Pilates.
What about Pilates?
So I spent 20 years teaching basically in rehab. The theme is helping people get their pains away. And in 2018, I was in a lot of pain, and no amount of Pilates was helping it. And I got into, that's when I started getting into the mind, body, and spirit, and learning all that. And now in a point where I want to quit teaching, but then that means parting with some of my equipment, and I feel like torn. Like one day I want to sell
okay,
it.
Okay, Jackie, look, you can go anywhere and find Pilates equipment. So if you have to sell it, why do you have to sell it? Why can't you keep some for yourself?
Well, my daughter took over my home studio because she wants to come back home and live for 4 years. So I can keep, there's one piece that it usually moves real
you
fast.
You need to start asking yourself, back to the horse.
Okay.
Back to Phyllis's story. How can you take care of Jackie first? That's what this is all about. How can you take care of yourself first and then help your daughter? But you don't help your daughter at the expense of you, Jackie. So how can you have it all? How can you have it all? Okay, so now they're saying the mother and father belief, you're going to see how this fits right into it. Mother's belief, this page here. Here. Again, I'm scared to death to be here. And here in your case is I'm scared to death to be taking care of me first.
Okay.
That's your mother's, your father's, not this page here. Some energy has to die before I am the creation of new energy. They're going to simplify that for you. Hold on, I'm waiting for the words. I have to give something up before I can honor myself.
Okay.
So the positive is the opposite. Positive. I'm thrilled to death to be here, honoring and taking care of myself. And I am the creation of that right now in this moment.
That's a lot to digest. I feel like you
not really. Well, yeah. That's because that's what's been running you, Jackie. And the redirection is very simple. I love myself so much that I take care of me first, and that allows me in the highest way to take care of everyone else.
Okay.
So, you see, we don't want to take care of the people we love at our expense, because then we enable them and part of us moves into resentment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ever since she took over that space, I have gotten really short-tempered with when she snaps and gets flingy and testy when she's a 22-year-old. But
sure.
It always bothers me, but lately, since she took over the space, I've been like, you don't talk to me like that. Like, I've been saying these things that I think.
Well, and that's what it's really about is you're saying to yourself, Jackie, why the hell did you agree to this? You know you didn't want to do this. Why'd you do it?
Yeah.
All right?
I don't,
so start asking, how can I have it all? How can I serve me and honor her?
Okay.
Got it? All right.
Yeah.
Oh,
thanks,
my gosh. We're so over. Steven's going to kill me. Oh, but what a show. I love you all for everything you brought in today. God, we rock. Let's say it together. I love me. Come on, go to your love place. Woo, I love me. And I love me even more because I know all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.